Hi. It's good morning. 8:24 a.m. on Sunday, July the 26th, 2020. It's a lazy day. I had a hard time getting started this morning. I slept till like 6:30. Which is good because I needed to sleep. But 7 o'clock came and I went. 7:30 came and I went. 8 o'clock came and I said, "All right, I gotta go if I'm gonna go." And then I remembered, you don't ask the question. The only question is, when are you going to go? And it's only gonna get hotter from here. The ambient outside my back door went from 68 to 70 over the course of the hour and a half. It's the official temperature is 67, but I think that's lagging. It's closer to 70. It is humid. It's not, well, I don't know, maybe it is now. I was going to say it's not overcast, but looking around up there, yeah, it's overcast now. Like it's completely overcast. There's some thin spots on the clouds. There were some blue spots up there, but that's completely, looks like it's completely overcast at this point. I don't know what that bodes for the day. I'm not sure what the weather forecast is. So I spent a lot of yesterday, compared to what I have been doing, I spent hours yesterday working on the book. And my sense of it is that what's there is really, really going to work. I'm a little uneasy about the continuity still, and I'm only about halfway through. So, two or three more days like yesterday, and I should be at the point where I can say, okay, I now have a good, full, completed draft. And I know there's at least one chapter missing. I suspect there's at least one more, possibly two. The timeline is like an accordion. The original timeline was measured in years. And then I had a timeline that was measured in weeks. And now I have one that's measured in months. And it's such a spotty thing. It's like, it's choppy as hell. And that irks me, but the other side of it is, it may in fact be what the story needs to be. And it only bothers me because I'm trying to force it to be something that it's not. So, yeah, there's that. I have to stop doom scrolling. I spent way too much time yesterday watching video. Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Somebody I don't recognize. Oh, for his morning walk. I have a fly who's adopted me here. Some sort of small black fly of some kind. I'm moving right along this morning. I'm not exactly sure how fast I'm going. I feel like I'm going right along. I did my walking meditation this morning, 11th day. And so that means I've walked at least 11 days in a row, which is good. I'm trying not to get focused too much on how many days in a row I've done as much as, okay, well, there's one more day. There's one more day. Tomorrow's another day. As I am so habitually fond of saying at the end, there's another day. I've gone through a bunch of books in the last, I'm gonna say the last 2 days. And they all came highly recommended by somebody. It wasn't highly recommended by a raft of people, but I asked for suggestions and the suggestions came in. I started reading them and they all, not a one of them, well, no, I won't say that. I did finish one of them. But for the most part, they all have the same problem. They all have the same stupid problem. And it's probably a problem I'm guilty of. I will step up, I will own it. And when I think about the beginning of Ravenwood, Tanis Fairport. I mean, the cliche is waking up in the morning. The book begins when the Sukuna character wakes up in the morning. And this is a cliche. And yes, I used it. And then she literally walks through her past, along the road, to the beginning of the actual story. And so the first chapter or so of Tanis Fairport is it's kind of cliche. I'm not going to change it. Well, it's not about to change it. But all of the books that I started the last 48 hours, 24 hours, because 48 hours ago I was still reading the one that I said a lot of, I had a lot of criticism of in terms of its format. The story itself was bad, but the formatting was. And it's not the first time I've seen this formatting. I've seen it from other people. I've seen it before, and it's, I don't know where it comes from. I don't know how people confuse action tags with dialogue tags. Well, I do know. Well, simple action tags like he sighed, and confusing that with he said. One of them is a dialogue tag. The other one is an action tag. And the action tag is a separate sentence. The dialogue tag isn't. It's a technical issue. And I suspect for most readers, a simple confusion like that is not going to bother them. But when one person speaks and the next sentence in the same paragraph is something that the other character does in reaction, putting them in the same paragraph is an error. It's a formatting error, and it is confusing to the reader who can't tell at that point, without going back and doing some analysis, who said the statement. And If they don't do that analysis, then they have a tendency to think that it was the person who did the action who made the statement, when it wasn't. So that's a bit of an issue.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I did clap the monk post there as I was walking by that woman. This is the downside of coming out this late on a Sunday morning. There's too many people here. Walk out here on the grass. Morning. Good morning. Good grief. There's more people. Guy picking up the rocks off this. Zero escaping. That's a thankless job. Father Six shovelfuls into a bucket, and he dumps the bucket in the back of the truck. Oh, God. My arms and back ache just watching him. Just thinking about it. Holy crap. But the books, like the books, books I started reading and then threw away, samples I started reading and then tossed, they all start with an infodump. They all started with an infodump. And it wasn't just a little, it was just like, none of it was, geez, I don't know how to say this. When you start with a character recounting things that don't matter to them, one of them was a guy who was dejectedly looking at himself in the rearview mirror of his car and describing his hair and his eyes. And it's like, Seriously, you're starting like this? This is, yes, he's dejected. He doesn't want to go to work, and he's sitting in his car, and he's staring at himself in the mirror. And instead of seeing the bags under his eyes, or the panicked fear, or the dull grayness of everything around him, what he saw was the color of his eyes and his haircut. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm done. Like, this is the first, it was certainly the first page. It might have been the first paragraph. I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah, Ishmael uses mirrors. Ishmael does use mirrors. He uses mirrors in the early books particularly. I like to think I use them better. Because he's not using them to describe himself. He's using them to describe how the image doesn't match what he has in his head. I don't know that I do it any better. I will step back and say, okay, I don't know if I do this any better than anybody else. But at least I was aware that it was cliché. So I've been talking. Glenn has been, I won't call him up by his full name, but Glenn has been emailing me about games and playing games. He really liked the sound of Fallout 4. And I don't blame him. There's a lot to not like about Fallout 4. There's a whole lot to not like about Fallout 4. One of the things to not like about Fallout 4 is that it's such a joyless game, and it is really built on standard gaming tropes. Kill the people, take their goods. And even when it's couched in protect the, what do they call it? Settlements. Protect the settlements. You protect the settlements by killing the bandits and taking their goods. And the four main factions, and the least objectionable one is the Minutemen, followed perhaps by the Railroad, although they have some problematic ideas as well. The Brotherhood of Steel between the Brotherhood of Steel and the Institute. The Institute is the boogeyman. The Institute is the authoritarian. They're sure that what they know is right for humanity forever and ever, amen. That what they're doing is for the good of mankind. When in reality, what it is, really is good force for them. And the Brotherhood of Steel are the fascists, I guess. And then even the DLCs, the one DLC in Mount Desert Island in the north. That's kind of weird. I don't know what to think about that one. Morally ambiguous to begin with. They're all morally ambiguous. That's one of the problems I have with the game. They're all morally ambiguous. There's no good guy to play. You play as best you can, but maybe that's the point, that there's no good guy. There are no good guys. Anywhere. Anyway, we're talking about it. It's like, the problem with games is that games have a particular shape. It's like space opera hat. You have to have a battle, you have to have a war, you have to have a military, because that's what the That's what those stories are about. Except they don't have to be. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.